Did you know that a lady in waiting is not really waiting after all? I always referred to the phrase as someone that was, well, waiting on the love of her life, or waiting for the right opportunity or door to open. But a lady in waiting, I discovered, is a very active and purpose-filled title and position. I discovered the Queen of England has 9 ladies in waiting. These women are the most trusted assistants and employees of the Queen. They are a very intricate part of the monarchy and in charge of every detail surrounding the Queen's needs and schedule, correspondence, and more. These ladies in waiting aren't actually waiting for anything. They each have a very specific purpose. When I think of a season of waiting, the first thing that comes to my mind is stillness. No movement. You know, like a doctor's appointment. You arrive on time for, yet you sit there and wait and wait and wait. Waiting for the door to open so you can move on with your appointment, your day, your life. We are all waiting for something. There were times in my life I was waiting for a job, waiting for a new opportunity, waiting for a baby, waiting for an answer, waiting for provision, waiting for a change, waiting for healing, waiting for God to speak, waiting for God to make a way. You can maybe relate to some of those, and I know you have your own story of waiting. Here's the reality. Waiting is not a season of inactivity. It may feel like it on the outside because we aren't seeing the movement that we expect or long for, but God is at work and wants us to be actively seeking Him, trusting Him, being patient, and establishing our hearts deeper in Him to ready ourselves for what's to come. Waiting requires patience, and patience is not passive. Psalm 135. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. In our seasons of waiting, like the psalmist here, do we put our hope in His word, or do we carry our season of waiting like a burden around our neck for all to see, griping and moping about it, and being sure everyone knows how frustrated we are with it? I've been guilty of that. What if we're hanging on to something that isn't God's plan or will? If that's the case, we will always be waiting. In Psalm 130, we're given the example not once but twice of a weary overnight watchman longing for the morning, the break of day, so he can find rest. In our dark, sleepless nights of waiting, rest and peace can be found as we watch and hope for what the Lord is doing in and around us. But how often do we miss it? We can have peace in the waiting because our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Our hope is found in Jesus. Our longing is for more of Jesus, not on the what we are waiting for. That's the truth. The break of day is coming. Keep watching how God is actively at work and offers peace and hope for you today in the process of your waiting. I'm Lori Klein.